time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and a big good morning to all of you. It's another day. It's Wednesday. Today is the last day before the end of the month. Wow, how about that? How about that, George?
Oh, we like that, Charlie. It's good to be on with you again.
Okay, George Casillas is with me today. And George, we never know exactly what all we're going to talk about, but George, I think Dunkin' Donuts has sure got enough time.
Oh, we're talking about Dunkin' Donuts?
Well, yeah, Scott's been talking about Dunkin' Donuts. And I got a good question today that is, Dunkin' Donuts has a distributor, and the distributor is in Ohio. And this distributor of Dunkin' Donut products is located, what you might say, in kind of northern Ohio. So much for that. If you got a box of Dunkin' Donuts, coffee or something else, you'll see who distributes all the Dunkin' products. You'd think Scott distributed them. But anyhow, I was telling Scott, right beside Carlisle is Clarendon Avenue. And a lot of people that eat at Carlisle's go north on Clarendon, and I think comes to another, to a Y, maybe to another road. All I remember is that a lady that lived north on Clarendon Avenue called me once, and she said, "Charlie, I've got one of the windows out of the courthouse dome." I thought, "Whoa, really?" And she gave it to me, a framed window out of the courthouse dome. Well, it's at Heritage Hall now, safely secured. And George Casillas is safely anchored right behind the microphone here. So, George, what's been happening?
Well, so much has been happening, Charlie. It's amazing. We've had so many events downtown and in the last couple of months. Wow.
You know,
festivals and all kinds of building going on downtown. And
how about the cigar store?
Yeah, that's going to be a grocery store.
If they don't have to tear it down and start all over again.
I don't know.
State of Ohio has some very strict for public occupation.
Right, but there's a big fence around it now, and they're doing construction work there.
Well, I haven't seen anything going on beyond the fence yet.
Oh, not beyond the fence. The fence is there, but
it looks like they ought to tear down that, you know, there's only half of a building there, you know.
The second floor, yeah.
Yeah, like they cut. I wonder what happened originally, why they cut that in half. But they did.
Well, they put a new roof on it.
Yeah.
There's a new roof on it.
I think
it's a metal roof. But I don't know why they put the roof on it, because they're tearing the downstairs apart,
yeah.
And the top is going to fall down.
The top's going to fall down if they look at it right.
Well, they got to have some kind of beams or something there, too.
Well, I think they did put up some supports. But that whole area, my son-in-law used to have a lawyer. Not my son-in-law, but my brother-in-law had a lawyer's office in that part, just to the east of that cigar store.
Oh, I remember that, just to the east.
Yeah.
Where used to be the old shoe shine parlor.
Yeah. And then beyond that, it's really interesting. If you go deep enough into there, you end up in a little alley-like, And the back door of the Republican Party is there.
Yeah.
It's weird. Such a weird...
Yeah, it's a weird situation. Yeah. But still, right next to this cigar store was the Shoeshine Parlor.
Yeah.
Alex was his name.
Okay.
His last name was Alex. And he was quite a guy. He did shoe repair, and there was really nice Shoeshine... you could step up on a leather seat and get your shoe shine there.
Yeah, you know, Pete Shoe Shine Parlor in Bucyrus still exists in the museum. All those brass things.
That's not Pete's Hat Shop.
Yeah.
Where Pete's Hat Shop was?
Right.
Oh, my God.
All that stuff is in the museum now in Bucyrus.
I had to take my Borsellino over to Pete and have him clean it back in the 40s and the 50s when I had a Borsellino.
Yeah.
That was the most famous Italian hat.
You know, I can remember most of all, Pete Shoeshine Parlor was his gumball machine out on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
I remember the gumball machine.
Yeah. Gee. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, it's interesting. Oh, and I have a German Bible. And I thought I'd look through it and see if there was anything left over in the German Bible. I found a grocery receipt for 200 South Main Street, Marion, 1896.
1896.
And on the back, there was no groceries listed on the front, but on the back, it did have groceries listed and their price.
Yeah, my dad was 3 years old in 1890. Okay. He was born in 1893.
And I bet, you know, house numbers have changed, in the meantime. All over Marion. So 200 South Main Street still probably was where Founders Park is now.
Yeah. Well, there was a shoe store down there, too, Popoff's.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah.
So 1896, there was a grocery store.
And then it became, next there was the Ritz Barn Grill owned by Beanie Nicolosi.
Yeah.
The Ritz Barn Grill was pretty popular.
It sure was. I can still see it.
Remember that little thing on
top? Yeah, with a curtain around it.
The curtain opened up and the band, all the little band members were moving.
Yeah, all the past.
That was a replica of the Duke Ellington band.
Well, I wonder whatever happened to that. Would anybody in that family ever have kept it?
I thought it ended up in Judge Myers' barn.
Oh, well, it could have.
Because he had so much stuff in that barn.
He sure did. He had the big 10-foot-tall doors, too, from the courthouse.
Yeah.
Come on.
Remember Charlton's barn?
Yeah.
I used to cater over there.
Okay. Yeah, it was a lot of fun every year. You felt like you were privileged to be invited to his party.
Well, you were in that barn.
Yeah. A couple of times. I can remember all those chairs upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness, he must have collected chairs.
Well, he thought a lot of people was coming, so
he was prepared.
He did put those chairs down. He didn't do it, but somebody helped him put all those chairs down there.
Yeah.
I think I remember Dick Carey and Jerry, what was Jerry's last name?
Criswell.
Dick.
Jerry Criswell.
They come in the bar the night they took the...
statues.
And they were bragging to me about it. They said, don't tell anybody, George.
So those two, Criswell and George, are still living. Yet there was one other man, he had been a teenager.
That was involved in the statue?
That is dead now.
Oh, he's passed now?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
But anyhow.
I don't know. You don't like me to bring that statue
up. Oh, that's fine. No. You know, Dick Carey wrote a whole story about it.
Yeah.
I've got that story. I should have it published. So, because a lot of people, it was just like at the radio station. What's his name that worked there that had the Twilight Zone? A lot of people claimed they knew him. A lot of people said he'd been fired from the radio station. Oh, that's not right.
That's not right. I know.
He was serving an internship from Antioch College. Period.
Right.
Yeah. But he did a little bit of writing while he was at the station and left behind maybe one story, and that's about it. Yeah, that was...
Oh, I remember because my wife is from the that era where... Where the...
Antioch, yeah.
Antioch, yes. It's in Yellow Springs.
Yeah.
And just down the road from there is where my wife was born.
Okay.
It actually, it's Fairborn, Ohio. But Fairborn is in Greene County, and so is Yellow Springs.
And Dayton?
Well, Dayton is in another county.
Is it?
Yeah, it's in Montgomery County.
Okay, yes, all
Dayton
right.
Dayton is in Montgomery County.
All right.
Fairborn is right across the street is the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Right
okay.
Across, yeah, 375 or 275? 257.
Okay. And what about...
It goes from Fairborn to Xenia.
Okay.
And right in the middle of Xenia and Fairborn is Wright Pat. And you know that's the biggest air base in the world?
Is it? No kidding. My grandson works at Travis Air Force Base in California, and he repairs those huge, the largest planes in the world.
Yeah.
Boy.
Those are big planes.
Yeah, and he loves that work. And I'm just tickled to death that he likes what he's doing so well.
Did you see the picture in the paper about that plane that pulled in it's the John Glenn Airport, but the Rickenbacker Air Force
Base.
That's an extension from the Glenn.
Right.
And they had this cargo plane pull in there that is so big, you can drive semis in there.
Oh, yes, I guess.
They were bringing cargo from China and Japan and all of Europe.
I was bicycling south of there one day when the Russian plane flew over.
You mean at Rickenbacker?
Yeah.
Or Glenn?
Rickenbacker. It's the largest plane in the world, I guess. And it circled and landed. And I could see that from my bicycle.
You were riding by the John Glenn International and now Rickenbacker.
But this plane also landed in Mansfield once. And boy, it created a lot of excitement in Mansfield, to say the least.
Hmm.
And, wow. But our airport won't support anything that heavy. It's a shame. And I wish we could extend it. Well, I don't know. Marion's not really an aviation-minded city so much. We have a few people that are really interested.
Oh, yes. Well, we had a nice turnout at the...
Good turnout,
it was
nice...
Was there about 50 or 60 people there?
For the reception, at least.
And then you were there. You and Jeannie were there, and Joanne and I were there.
Right. And Asta Spumante.
Oh, that's right. Terry said, he informed me of it. He said, George, we've got some Asta Spumante back here. And I said, well, great. I said, I didn't expect that, but it was nice.
And I asked him, how much is this? And he said, it's free.
Well, because of our price of our
that's
ticket.
That's right, the $50 ticket.
But the food,
there
was so much food there left over. Oh, I couldn't believe that.
Speaking of food, yesterday I watched an Aegean cook. That's in the Greece.
Greek?
Well, Greek is Aegean Sea.
Yeah, the Aegean Sea.
Okay. She made a deal. She crunched up parsley, put onion, and... I thought of you. Lemon juice and olive oil. I thought, that's George.
That's George.
Yeah. And so it was a Greek salad and capers.
Okay, but where? Where were you at?
That's on channel 34.2.
You were on you were watching this.
Yeah, I do every day. I watch all the cooks.
It's 34.
Well, this was 34.3. Yeah. Now, if you got cable, you don't get that probably. I don't know.
I've never tried it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't watch TV during the day.
Oh, well, I watch cooking shows.
Oh, you do?
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. But this lady yesterday, she was following George Katsotis step by step.
With the olive oil, lemon juice,
capers. I couldn't believe. Then she showed she would squeeze the lemons by hand into this. And the seeds would pop out, and then she'd take a spoon and dip out the seeds, throw them away.
Well, I would always squeeze it through a strainer, you know.
Yeah, I've got one of those.
Then I catch the seeds.
Yeah.
But I want all that lemon pulp in there. Oh, that lemon pulp and the juice.
Yeah.
When I mix that together with my seasonings, oh, that lemon oil dressing I used to make at the restaurant. Oh, yeah. I still make it at home.
Okay. Now, have you ever chopped up parsley for a salad?
Oh, sure. Parsley all the time.
Oh, good. Okay. You know, most people, well, in some restaurants, they decorate with parsley, and everybody throws it away. And I purposely, when I went to a banquet, would eat my parsley. And people would look at me like, you don't do that. Well, you do.
Yeah, that's the best.
Got flavor.
That's so much flavor in parsley.
Yeah. And then you get your lemon and olive oil and capers and whatever. Onion.
Well, you have to have a little seasoning, too.
Yeah. But what I don't have at home, I've got a blender, but I don't have one of those smaller blenders where you put stuff like that in and grind it up. You know.
When you talk about seasoning.
Yeah.
I came up with my name of my restaurant. Cafe George is a well-seasoned restaurant.
Aha.
I used that, and people said, wow, well-seasoned restaurant.
Yeah.
And I used to have pretty much lines of people coming in my restaurant.
Yeah. Well, I've got to try that parsley. I can't remember what all she called it, but it's Aegean cooking, A-E-G-E-A-N or whatever.
Well, the Aegean, that's the name of the sea.
Yeah, right.
The Aegean Sea. That's right. Where I met Jacques Cousteau.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Remember
in a restaurant,
you?
Yeah. Okay, so this lady, now let's see, that was Tuesday afternoon.
Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again with George Kasotis. Okay, and George, I know. My wife bought me a Korean meal, and I can't remember what was it. Must have been,
what,
it wasn't Aldi's. Maybe it was. A Korean meal that had in it a lot of the ingredients that I really like, and I think there was parsley and there was kale in it. And a lot of goodies.
Was it called kimchi?
No, I know what kimchi is. But this was in a microwavable package.
Oh, okay.
And it's a lot for one person, but I ate it all.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because I like the vegetable part of it, especially. But it had a little bit of beef in it, not much. From Korea, or Korean style.
Right.
Yeah. I kept... When I saw that, I said, George Kasotis, he was in Korea.
Oh, I was in Korea, all right.
Everything reminds me of George Kasotis. Oh, my.
Well, Charlie, that's awful nice of you that a lot of things remind you of me, but I've been around just a couple years more than you have.
Yes.
And back in the early 30s, and I was restaurateuring in the 40s, you know, 42.
Yeah, yes.
Cooking up. But Marion County back then, you wouldn't believe. I mean, our city limits was all farmland.
Yes, all yeah. Farmland. Oh, yeah.
And we had more rabbits in this county than Carter has liver pills.
I can imagine.
Farmers would bring baskets of rabbits that they catch out there, you know?
Yeah.
And I had to clean all the buckshot out and
right.
skin the rabbit. But that rabbit meat was so tender and it had a sweetness to it.
Yeah, and like squirrel, too. Oh, my.
Well, rabbit stew was the best for me.
Really?
I would put the carrots and the celery and the potatoes and make rabbit stew.
Oh, okay. Can you do that yet legally?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
There's nothing wrong with cutting up a rabbit.
I mean a wild rabbit that you went out hunted. I don't know. Rabbit, yeah, fine. In some stores, you can buy rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can buy rabbit.
Oh, but squirrel. You'll never see a squirrel for sale, apparently.
No, you can't catch a squirrel.
Oh, but I can still remember biting down on those lead shots in the squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. My mother used to soak them overnight.
Oh, yeah.
In salt water.
Yeah.
Oh, that was. I can still taste that squirrel. And rabbit, too. So good.
I would like, you know what I liked, really? Pheasant.
Oh, yes, that's right.
You remember Jimmy Durante?
Yeah.
That was his special dish, pheasant under glass.
Oh.
He walked into that restaurant, the biggest restaurant in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I know the name of it, I can't say it, but he walked in that restaurant and he saw the menu. The special was pheasant under glass.
Yeah.
So the lady said, put your hat up on that hook, you know. But she says, watch it. So he was watching his hat and they served him his pheasant while he was watching his hat. And he said, somebody stole my pheasant. Mrs. Calabash.
But you know why? Pheasant under glass, too, a lot of times is guinea hens.
Guinea hens, right.
Yeah.
you've tasted pheasant.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. I remember the last time I went hunting, I shot a pheasant. It was over on the farm the radio station owned, and I was in a cornfield, and I bang shot, and a boy, he come fluttering down, and I went to pick it up, and four other guys claimed it.
Oh.
I said, take it. You guys are armed.
You remember what we had in Marion County? Pheasants forever.
Oh, yeah. Is it still here?
Oh, it's still here
okay.
at the fair.
And it was ducks for too, wasn't there?
What?
Ducks forever or?
No, pheasants.
Okay, well, just pheasants.
I remember pheasants forever.
Yeah. Ducks Unlimited.
Ducks Unlimited, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. And that's good money, Razor for conservation purposes.
Yeah, do you know that a duck walked into my bar one time and asked for a drink? And I told him that'll be $5. And he said, put it on my bill.
Hey, that's good. I like that. Oh, my. 10:36 is the time. If any of you would like to join in or you know our number, give us a buzz. Oh, gosh. George, we have an interesting election coming up, too. And what I'm wondering, and I know you probably wouldn't want to get into politics, I'm just wondering if the Democrat thing in Washington is going to reflect upon other Democrat campaigns to the negative.
Wow.
You just wonder. We'll know for sure. What's election date? The 5th?
The 5th of November, yes.
Oh, okay. We'll have to have a 5th on the 5th.
Did you see the headlines in the papers? Oh, my God. This guy from, they say he's from Russia, but he said he was born in another country. He's a lieutenant colonel in the Army, and he listened in on the voice, on the telephone call of Trump and
Yeah. And I didn't like his looks. There's something about him. Ooh, here's a phone call. Let's see who's calling. Let me see here. Yes, caller, go ahead.
I would like to know if George Kasotis has ever heard of the seasoning Spike.
The seasoning called Spike?
Spike.
Spike.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, George putting on his...
Yeah, now
George,
I got my earphone on.
The seasoning called Spike.
S-P-I-K-E? Hello,
Are you there yet?
Yes.
Okay, how do you spell it?
S-P-I-K-E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, George knows about it.
I just spelled it for before she answered me.
Oh, okay.
S-P-I-K-E. Yes, I've heard about it. What did you want to know?
Well, it's a lot better than anything that I've ever come across, and it's excellent in scrambled eggs.
It's excellent in about anything, really.
Absolutely. I want to know why you can't hardly find it anymore.
Oh, you can't find that hardly anymore. I don't. That's a specialty.
I've never seen it. Never heard of it before.
You've never heard of Spike?
No.
Charlie, that's been in...
Has it been around for years?
It's been around for years, but... It's
been around for a long time, but the only way you can get it is through the internet now.
Special internet will have it, spike.com. And it's available, but you don't see it at Kroger's or Meijer.
Well, they said they had it at Walmart, but they didn't.
Okay.
Oh, Walmart doesn't have it, I don't think.
Maybe they don't, but
maybe Facebook could tell you.
But Spike is one of the best seasonings I've come across.
Well,
and it's excellent in anything, in meats, whatever.
Well, I appreciate you calling in because that's an unusual.
You gentlemen have a blessed day.
Thank you so much for calling
you.
In. Bye bye.
Okay.
That's amazing.
What would be in Spike?
Charlie, there's more than one ingredient in Spike. It has about three or four different flavors, it comes together, and it really enhances the flavor of your soup or your whatever you're cooking.
I wonder where I've been that never heard of that. Wow.
It's very popular in soups because it just adds flavor to soups.
Yeah.
And whether it's chicken and noodle, whether it's tomato or potato, all those different soups that you can make up. My favorite soup, Oliver Hamilton would come in every day and say, "Where's my ham and bean?" He liked my Great Northern beans with chunks of ham.
Really?
Ham and,
okay.
But and not a just a runny, watery. A creamy substance, a creamy substance.
Yeah.
I made the best ham and bean soup ever.
Wow. So.
And with cornbread.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a big bowl of ham and bean soup during the wintertime with the cornbread.
Yeah.
That's a meal.
And I like putting ketchup in mine.
Oh, no. Put Spike in it.
Oh, Spike. Yeah, right. Well, that's interesting.
You put Spike in there and that just adds the flavor.
Something I never knew. All right.
Ketchup. You put ketchup in your ham and bean soup?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's a red sweet sauce.
And occasionally a little bit of vinegar.
Well, vinegar's all right, but ketchup is a red sweet tomato sauce.
Yeah. 10:41's the time. Anybody else out there?
I had people come in my restaurant for years, and I have a beautiful meal for them, right? And they said, "Where's the ketchup?" And it ketchup all over everything. And I said, "You can't taste the food if you put the ketchup on."
Well, hey, we in bicycling across Ohio once stopped at an LK restaurant in Mesopotamia, I think it was Ohio.
Oh, I remember Mesopotamia.
Yeah. And so we're eating, and there I am picking up the ketchup, and I'm chunking and
won't come out.
Nothing comes out. So I thought, that's strange. So I held it up to the light, and there was a green mold in it.
Oh, it was a green mold.
Holding back the ketchup.
Well, the original thing was you push it, you push it, you push it, and none will come out. And then all of a sudden, a lottle.
Yeah.
A lottle. A lottle.
A lottle, yeah. Oh, my. Oh, boy.
You go like this, and it won't come out, but then you hit the top, and a lottle, and it comes all over the place.
And which brings me another BIFL. In the wintertime, in another week or so, the meteorologists are going to say, it's 40 degrees, but it feels like 20. BIFL, but it feels like.
Oh, BIFL, but it feels like.
Yeah, right. Oh, I'm so sick of that. That feels like in the summertime, it's 90 degrees, but it feels like it's 110.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. All that is sensationalism.
Meteorologists do that, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, well, yeah. But I think, well, maybe they're ordered to do that to create excitement. I don't know.
Probably so.
Yeah. I don't like it. Take it like it is.
I saw Jim Canole the other night on the Weather yeah. Channel. I thought he was out.
No, he's on Channel 6.
Yeah, but I thought he was retired or gone.
No, by no means. In fact, he even looks a little thinner to me.
Yeah, he probably does.
But he's a regular now on Channel 6.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Good guy. He's so friendly.
Yeah, Jim's been on for a long time.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Can you imagine that doctor he used to have fixing him up? Really fixed him up good. I can't remember the name of that doctor now.
I went to the Harvest Dinner at the Country Club here last week, I think it was. And guess who I sat next to? And she complimented. I said, Charlie and I are on the radio every once in a while. She said, oh, Charlie Evers was the best employee at WMRN ever.
Oh.
And you know who that was.
Yes, I remember going up to her and saying, I quit.
Diane Klassmeyer. <Yeah. laughs>
I remember when I got that job at WDIF, I walked into her office. Well, no, it was the second time I went to WDIF. And, or where did I go? Somewhere else. It wasn't radio. And I walked into her office, and she got her head down working on papers and everything. And I cleared my voice a couple of times. She didn't look up. And I said, finally, I quit.
You said
that got
I
her
quit?
Attention.
Did you say
yeah.
I quit?
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie, I've never known you to say I quit. You're an old.
Well,
old,
I went on from there, though.
You're a hardworking legend.
Charlie,
in the radio
do you remember when
business.
Mr. McSealy from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again with George Casotas. George, my grandson works for a company out of Germany, but he spends most of his time in America. But when he went to Germany, the last time he brought me a sample bottle of Jägermeister. It was a cute little bottle. It's a collector's item, I think.
Oh, I know. My son has a bottle of that.
Is there? Yeah, I've got a big bottle that I haven't used in years.
He has a big bottle of it, too.
Yeah, right.
It's sort of like a mint flavor.
Yeah, licorice mint.
Licorice mint.
Yeah. And it's strong as anything you've ever tasted. But so I got a little sample bottle now I can put up in the windowsill.
Well, we have something similar to that. It's called the Greek ouzo.
Yeah, what is ouzo?
It's
The lady was talking about that yesterday. She poured some of that in what she was fixing.
You know what it's what the flavor of ouzo is?
No.
Licorice.
Oh, okay. Well, I love licorice.
Oh, licorice is very heavy in ouzo. They take the oil of licorice
yeah.
oil.
Yeah.
And they mix it with alcohol.
Wow.
And it's called O-U-Z-O.
Yes.
Ouzo.
Yeah.
And that's the only time I ever taste that is in the wintertime because it warms you up. You sip that down.
I can imagine.
And from the throat down through the chest, down through the stomach, it just warms you up. Wow. Even your fingertips.
Yeah.
Ouzo. It's usually 90 proof.
How's it spelled? O-U-Z-O?
O-U-Z-O.
I
don't like to talk on the air about alcohol.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in the Prohibition era.
Yes. Oh, and by the way.
By the way.
100 years ago, Prohibition came in.
Yeah, but it lasted up until the, what, the 40s?
1930s.
Well, 30s Low and 30s. Part early 40s.
Yeah.
42, yeah. I know, was because it? In 1942, we were in the restaurant business.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? And my mother, I said, people are coming in here asking for a glass of wine. And she said, no alcohol in our restaurant. I said, why, mother? She said, because the church people won't come. I said, mama, mom, that's who's asking for the wine.
Well, now, here's another thing.
I'm not referring to the church people
yeah,
as
right,
drinkers.
Sure,
but
yeah.
It's just a...
Well, yeah. It's just a fact. But anyhow...
Didn't we used to baptize in wine?
Oh, yes. Depending on what kind of wine it was.
Which could have been a light rosé or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, right. But what was I going to say?
Why are we talking about alcohol?
I don't know, but that seems to be the topic anymore. Every time you turn on the TV, they're talking about beer or wine.
Oh, Jim Beam's got advertises every time I see that dark black.
But just look what we have locally. We have breweries here in Marion.
Oh, there's breweries everywhere.
Yeah. Now, is this going to influence our young people? Because the older adults drink wine and beer like it's going out of style.
Well, what about this headlines in the Marion Star today? Marijuana.
Oh, yeah. That's that wasn't even in Marion.
That place opened up out there by the Red Cross, across.
But it's illegal. But it's legal. Medical marijuana.
Oh, medical marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
CBD.
You have to have a prescription from a doctor to get it.
Is that called CBD?
Well, CBD is an oil. Cannabis.
Cannabinoidoid.
Okay.
That's how it's pronounced.
Okay. But anyhow, I would like to know if it is helping people. You know, but it has blossomed out now. Have you noticed even in the paper, a half-page ads, CBD and...
We're coming back from Tennessee. We're in the middle of Kentucky, and we stopped at this beautiful place in Berea, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful restaurant, antiques, seeing everything.
Oh, and handcrafted.
We walk out of there. I didn't realize that my wife went up and paid the bill. And we get home. She has this sack, and she pulls out this little bottle, and it said CBD.
Really?
And she said, George, I know you have arthritis. Arthritis?
Yeah.
I called it arthritis, the old Greek guy. But arthritis, and I thought maybe you would like to rub this on your neck because you get a pain back here in your neck.
Yeah.
So I tried that stuff. The pain didn't go away. I said, what is this stuff?
Wow.
And it's a salve, but it's got the cannabinoidoid in it.
Maybe you should have drank.
No, it was salve. It wasn't liquid.
Okay. Interesting. But, yeah, this is blossoming out into thousands of other products.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Millions of dollars are being made.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, they had a complete show. One afternoon, I was a little tired, so I sat down on the couch, and I usually don't do it, but I flipped on the TV, and there they were in California, and all these police and sheriff and mounted police and whatever, they're clipping all these marijuana plants.
Oh.
They're killing them because these people are growing them that didn't have licenses.
That's right,
you know?
Yeah.
And now they're opening up all these, what do you call them?
The medical marijuana?
Medical marijuana places. We
right.
have one right here in Marion. Just opened
That's
up.
That's right, on James Way.
James Way.
Right.
Out there.
That's bringing money to Marion, bringing people to Marion that eventually might buy their things there and then eat in a restaurant here.
And then go shopping at Myers or Kroger's.
Yeah, right. It's good for the economy.
Well, right across from Myers is a little store that is really busy. It's called Aldi's.
Oh, I know. We buy there quite often.
That is a popular place.
It sure is.
I stopped by there one day, and I had to wait in line.
Yeah, right. And you don't leave your cart out in the parking lot and let cars run into it. You put it back and get your quarter back.
Yeah, you get your quarter back.
Which is so...
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's pretty German, I mean, economy-wise.
Yeah, those Germans are real thoughtful, yeah.
Yeah, and it... Do all the other, the Walmart and the Myers, think that that would drive business away if they did the same thing? Probably so. But I know a lot of people, you can sense their generosity. You'll be walking up to get your cart, and a lady will say, "Here, take mine." And that's worth a quarter.
Well, I've had that happen to me. I walked up to Aldi's, and the lady comes around and says, "Here's a cart." And I hand her a quarter. She said, "No, it's all right."
Yeah, isn't that great?
Isn't that right? And then I take it back and get my quarter.
Yeah.
I get her quarter back.
You get her quarter.
I made a quarter.
Yeah. And I think they're hoping that maybe you'll see somebody and you'll give them a cart too.
Yeah, at 364 South Main Street, Mrs. McNamara, Dr. John Jr. McNamara, was
yes.
a baby doctor. I mowed her lawn back in the late, in the 40s, in the mid to late 40s, and she would always give me a quarter.
Yeah.
And I said, "I'm going to save that someday and use it at Aldi's."
Yeah. You know, that is interesting. I used to make anywhere from 25 to 50 cents, depending on the size of the yard.
Oh, the mowing lawns?
Yes. Oh, my.
My first lawn was 25 cents.
Yeah. I remember the 50
and
cent
was,
lawn.
And that
was
included
huge,
the front and the back
okay.
lawn.
Yeah, when I got up to 50 cents, it was a huge yard.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
I used to save my quarters, and when I'd get a $10 worth of quarters, they had those orange wrappers, $10 wrappers
yes,
with orange.
Yes.
I saved all my quarters, and eventually, I don't know how long it took me, but I got a roll of $10,
wow.
$10, and I thought I was a rich man.
Well, you know, we had been saving ours. We had all. You could hardly lift it. It was so heavy.
What?
Coins.
You mean rolls of quarters?
Rolls of quarters and dimes.
And nickels?
And nickels and pennies.
You would save all that?
Yeah. Yeah. And finally, we took it into Chase, and they pulled out things out of the counter that you laid your rolls in.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to open them up or anything.
They could tell that it was full.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so we cashed it all in at once. Spent it at once, almost.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't last long, but it was, oh, we had 90, I think over $90 worth. Well, it was something.
And you bought your first car, huh?
Yeah, right.
What are those cars that you drive?
The Fiat.
The Fiat.
Yeah.
What, is that Italian?
Yes, it stands for Fix It Again, Tony.
Fix It Again, Tony. That's funny. Fiat.
Oh,
is that what it spells? Fix it again, Tony?
Yeah, well, actually, Fiat owns Chrysler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my. You know, there are two other cars I would like to have. One is a Cooper, Mini Cooper.
Oh, Mini Cooper?
Oh, they're cute, yeah.
I drove one of those one time from, what's his name up there on North Main Street? He was a buddy of mine for years. Oh, come on. How can
it wasn't Dixon Porter, was it?
No, not Dixon. Way up there on North Main Street, next to the...
Bird? Bird.
What's his first name? Bill Bird.
Yeah.
Bird's Auto Sales.
Yeah.
His wife drives that now. He died, but she drives that car, and that's the one that was on the lot, and it was fairly a new one. And I drove it one time, and it just seemed rough. Rough,
oh,
boom, boom,
oh,
boom, boom, boom,
really?
Boom, boom. It was no...
And it was strong... the springs are pretty stiff.
The springs are stiff, and it's and you know what I called it? Teddy Roosevelt, Rough Rider.
Yeah. Well, my Fiat is heavily strung too, but I love it. It's turbocharged and all that.
I know, but that Rough Ride with my back arthritis and my neck arthritis, when it hits a bump.
Oh, boy.
And that really hurts me.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So Joanne drives our car, and it's a Lincoln from Matthews.
Must feel good.
Oh, it feels good for me.
Yeah. I've had my share of big cars. I've had Packards. I had two Packards in my lifetime. One Buick.
We had a Packard back in the early 40s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was that had the wheel in the fender.
Yeah, right. I had a 41 Packard, and remember the state patrolman, the singing patrolman? Oh, what was his name?
Oh, you mean...
He used to sing My Buddy.
Pat.
Yeah, at Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, My Buddy.
He sang Danny Boy.
Yeah, okay,
Danny Boy. He always sang Danny Boy in my restaurant.
Yeah, okay. And he had a 1940 Packard. I had a 41. His was brown. Mine was gray, bluish.
Oh.
Yeah, and he used to sing on the radio station on Sundays, maybe once a month or so, and on the Marion Entertains program, which was hosted by Griselda Davis Dumball.
Oh, my goodness.
You ever heard of her?
Tiny Moore. You're talking about...
Yeah, Tiny Moore, yes.
Tiny Moore. Yes. Is that who you're talking about?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Yeah, Tiny Moore.
And Tiny, he passed away, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He was 90
when
he passed away.
I remember him, because I can remember now when I worked at the cemetery, I knew right where his grave was. Yeah. Tiny was a good guy.
I was going up to the Fahey Bank years ago, and there was this Audi sitting out in front, this cream-colored Audi, and had a sign on it for sale. And I walked in. I said, whose Audi is that? They said, well, the bank owns it, and we're going to sell it. So I eventually bought that car, and it was the nicest riding car I ever met. It was from Germany.
Okay, yes, right.
And that was a nice riding car.
Yeah.
But my wife is sold on Lincolns.
Yeah, I would be, too, if I could afford one.
Well,
car.
She likes the Lincoln. It's a comfortable ride for me because I'll tell you, your car, the Fiat, and the one you like, the one that was up at the Northern lot, boom, 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 and the pain would shoot down my back of my neck.
I can imagine. Okay, we're going to break here in about 5 seconds with George Casotas. We'll be back in about 10 minutes, so don't go away. Stay right where you are.
WWGH Radio.